On today's Thursday edition of Farm Time, information from USDA on markets. Compared to the past 4 years, 2024 seems rather quiet regarding lack of a singular event which caused shocks in the farm market and farm prices.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says in his opinion for 2024,
there really wasn't one this year.
Not to say there weren't notable events impacting the U.S. ag economy, though. However, with no one singular geopolitical or pandemic global event causing a market shock,
we haven't seen a shock which would leave prices higher. So what do? We've continued to grind lower most of the year. And so we're kind of looking for a bottom and looking to where we go from here.
Translating into a projected continued decline in most commodity prices and in turn, tightening margins for producers to start 2025.
Not unexpected, though. You could see this coming to some extent, but we have certainly gotten ourselves in that position of much tighter margins across the board.
Meyer went on to say how a quiet 2024 resulted in minimal shock in crop markets and little in price moderations over the course of the year.
I think on the crop side that there wasn't a big shock. If we look over the last 4 years, you got trade friction with China, then you have pandemic issues, then you got a price run up from the war in Ukraine, and then you've got perhaps some production shocks around the world. You have some countries like India putting export controls on rice. I think the difference in this year than maybe perhaps the last several years is the absence of a really big shock into the market, which allowed those prices to moderate.
Now Meyer looks at the potential of a shock to ag markets in 2025 that could produce commodity price impacts.
The big question is if we're done with that moderation, where does the market sit in terms of its ability to respond to another shock? When you look around the world, I think that that's why we're taking such a close look on South American production, Russian wheat production, etc. The market seems to be satisfied with where supplies are at the moment. And usually you see a confluence of forces that put another shock into the market, at least on the supply side. It takes a couple of shocks combined to set off another price spike or a big geopolitical event. Geopolitical events can work on both sides of that market, either positive or negative as well, too. But I think if we characterize the last year, it's that there weren't those big, huge shocks.
I'm Mike Perrine.